Thursday, October 5th. Does anyone still think the show Billions is quality TV? It's season 7 right now, and it is very much not a good show. Yet, I watch it, and it's not that I hate watch it. There's something sort of entertaining about it, though that was its good quality, you know, when it was somewhat decent in, you know, seasons, I don't even know, earlier in the series. It was just like not a great show, just like fun and entertaining because you're watching New York City be the star of the show and rich people doing rich people things, and it's funny. But at this point, I think this is the last season ever of the show, thankfully. And this is a mini spoiler alert if you're a watcher. The whole premise of this last season is so just plucked out of nowhere and ridiculous. Like, this guy's running for president, and the therapist in the office says to herself, you know what, I think he would be a bad president and kind of ruin the world and maybe, like, just kill us all type of thing. So our whole mission now, me and my little inner circle here, is to stop him from being president. Like, that's the premise of the show, which is just so patently absurd. But that's not really the absurd thing about it. The dialogue, the way that everyone talks, like, no one in the world talks like this. Everything is a simile trying to sound intelligent, relating something to something else. Like, the most benign thing. Well, yeah, and then you might find me naked in a bathtub like Goldie Hawn in Wildcats. And, like... Everything is a reference to something like pop culturally relevant, and literally no one in the world talks like this. It's funny that one of the writers of the show is Andrew Ross Sorkin, the news guy, who's not related, because I just checked, to Aaron Sorkin, because I think about this, like, trying to be smart and cool, different type of style of dialogue compared to, like, Aaron Sorkin and West Wing, which was, like, you know, probably people don't really talk like that either, but at least it was smart. This is just trying so hard to be cool. And the way that they feature all, like, the, you know, hottest things in New York at the moment as part of the show, again, was maybe cool a little bit here and there 5 seasons ago, but now it's just, like, over the top. It's pretty much what probably rich hedge fund dicks think are cool in the world in New York, and they're actually not, because those people think they're cool. It's, like, unironically cool. I don't even know if I said that right. Anyway, I'm gonna still watch the rest of the show like an idiot.